This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined in the studio today by my musical guest on a Monday, on Moaning Monday, in fact. Moaning Monday, by the lovely Mark Reed. Not Mike Reed, which I said earlier. He's been dead for quite a long time.
I think he has, hasn't he?
That's not nothing to laugh about. I'm terribly sorry if any relatives are listening in. We've also got a Mark Reed who runs Brokenwood Theatre, and you're not him either.
I don't believe I am. No,
you're not.
I've never had the pleasure.
Now, I've seen you a couple of times because of gigs, and we kind of crossed over with musical friends as well. And I know you've been on Chess's show. Chess has got a great radio voice, hasn't he?
I don't really know.
Were you listening to his voice?
I listen to music.
Oh, you should be going, Chez has got a lovely voice.
I'd say that he'd start getting worried.
Yeah, well, he might do. Tell us a little bit about, before we hear some of your music, when did you first pick up the guitar?
I bought one when I was 10, basically. It was a paper album thing. It started off when we went round to a friend's. We used to live in London as a kid, moved up to Norfolk, and we used to come back down for holidays. When we came back down for holidays, my best friend, who I'd been to school with, had bought himself this guitar. And I thought, so I played around with it, and I was getting more tunes out of it than he was able to. And he'd been playing for a year or so. You sort of think, well, there might be something going here. So,
were your family kind of supportive with that, or, as being a child? I'm just thinking, because if you pick up the violin, they're like, will you stop playing that? Get out in the garage.
Yeah, it wasn't a case of that. It was more a case of, will you shut that kettle in up,
So lots of support.
Sort of like, what's that? I don't know. It's a song. No, it ain't.
Who did you grow up? I mean, whereabouts, actually, you're saying you went to Norfolk. Whereabouts in Norfolk were you?
Well, it was King's Lynn.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, we lived up there for sort of 9 years.
Must have been totally different, being from London and going up somewhere like Norfolk.
Do you know, it was a massive difference, yeah. Mm. I mean, where you got used to, there was the first noticeable difference was the air, it sort of smelled funny, and I said, no, it's fresh air. So, yeah, there was that there. The way of life, the accents, it was a lot slower. I mean, even as a sort of like 9-year-old, you're not really too sort of like familiar with it. But growing up through teen years and going back to London on a fairly regular basis, you do notice it was a lot slower, a lot paced. I mean, even the way they speak is more laid back.
Yeah.
After a while, it wasn't too bad because we started to teach them how to speak properly, because as more overschool families went up there, they learned to sound like the way we should do,
Let's not say too much about that. When you were growing up, what kind of music influenced you when you were a sort of kiddie?
Do you know, very little, because I didn't really listen to a lot. I wasn't really musically inclined as sort of like a kid. I mean, the first sort of musical experience I can remember was at a school, and each class used to put on a little show, and we did a shadow puppet thing, and I was interested in making the shadow puppets. There was a light and a screen and all that sort of stuff, and I had to narrate one of the portions of it, or one of the sequences. And when I listened to it, I think that's probably the first time I heard my own voice, and you sort of think, God, is that really me? And you sort of end up growing up and beginning to not like the sound of your voice, because it doesn't sound to other people.
You must remember cassette days. I remember cassette days. Yeah. People out there going, what's a cassette, Mum? You don't need to know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a recording device.
Yeah. And the amount of tricks I used to get up to with cassettes was unbelievable, especially when I first started learning how to record and playing around with music and bits and pieces.
I bet you used to listen to Top 40, didn't you? And you get the...
I tell you what, yeah. Top of the Pops.
People have been doing copyright things for years. Not that we did do that, because we might get sued. We never used to take the top 40 off the radio. I used to get the DJ being like, damn, because you used to try and get it just to get the song started and off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to get your little mixtape.
Yeah. I mean, when I first, my first guitar before I bought one was a 2x2.
What's a 2x2?
It's a plank. It's like a if you imagine...
What, with no strings on it?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And what I used to do was practice the poses,
So but that was only last week.
I've come a long way in a short period of time.
He's just managed to get some strings. My dad actually made me a guitar.
Actually know what a string is.
Yeah. My dad made me a guitar. I don't know if your family is the same. He made me a guitar once out of, bless him, out of cardboard box with elastic bands, and I think it lasted. He decorated it when it lasted about half an hour, and it was completely destroyed.
Now, my plank of wood lasted until I actually got a guitar. The funny part about it was, as I used to practice in the kitchen, I'd have the record player up full volume, so the music at the time, Slade, Sweet, Mud, whatever it happened to be. And I had this 4x4, and I was giving it the big one in the kitchen. And one day, I didn't realise the light in the other room was left on, and there was some of my mates actually standing outside the window watching me going, I never, ever lived it down.
I thought you were going to say, you were 28 at the time.
No, 35.
Now, you've got lots of people listening out there online because you've got a really good fan base. You've got a website as well where you can take a look at some of your music, haven't you?
Right,
so
yeah.
What's the website for a start?
Website's rmdmusic.com.
Yep.
On it, there is a mixture of stuff, basically blues, some jazz, some jazz music that I've actually written, which is purely instrumentals, some jazz covers, which I did recently, which were basically a tool for putting out the clubs and just getting myself out there. So that's effectively a free download. There's going to be another blues album going up there, and I've got a rock collection of stuff that's going to be going up there as well. So it'll be about seven sort of options, if you like, of music. So there's quite a bit there. There's also an album, I think it's two albums of ambient stuff as well.
Yeah.
So classical guitar, sort of jazz guitar, or multi-track stuff with synthesised synthesised bits and pieces.
Yeah. Now, we will be talking a bit more about the music and different bits and your writing and stuff and a bit, but you're going to play the first number.
Tell us
a little bit about what the tune is.
Well, it's a very old song, and it's a very gentle little ditty. It's a thing called You. It's part of a collection of songs that I put together about 20... something odd years ago, primarily for solo playing in folk clubs and stuff like that. So, like I say,
who did you write it about? I don't want to whisper on the radio. It's like,
there's
who did
no
you write
there.
It about?
Can you, well, if I was to say that, I'd have to kill half the population of the universe. No, it wasn't actually written about anyone in particular. However, it has caused me one or two problems in the past, and probably will do so in the future.
Oh. Oh dear. Right, here we go. So this is Mark Reed with his song, You.
It sings, it's a bird in the morning, soaring, leading me on. Your face so fair, it's a fine rain falling gently. Your arms enfold, closing around me, holding our ways to stay. You move with grace, as a fast river flowing, floating. You are my dreams, the one I've been seeking, hoping someday to find. You.
can imagine why that does get you into trouble.
I've got two marriage proposals in the past, yes.
That's a good thing, you see. If you were single, you could just sit up on stage and say, I'm just going to sing a song for you, darling, and then just tell about five or six women in the audience. Well, I've just written this outside.
Can you imagine it? 35 women.
Yeah.
Did you write that song for me?
Yes, it was definitely about
you. And get out of the venue as quickly as possible.
Yeah, run away! All right, we're going to take a very short break, Mark. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to hear another one of your songs. We'll be chatting more about your music. Just got to do some traffic and travel, because if I don't, I get a big beating by the boss.
Well, we can't have that, can we?
No, I quite enjoy it.
We know
it.
You like a beating, don't we?
Phoenix 98 FM travel update.
Alright, let's take a quick look. He's still laughing. Let's take a quick look and see what's happening on the roads this morning. Now, queuing traffic on the exit slip road of the M25, that's clockwise at junction 30 at the A13 Lakeside. Queuing traffic on the A13 London bound between the Five Bells Interchange, Basildon and Stamperley Hope in the roadworks area. No problems on the underground or overground. That's your traffic and travel at Phoenix FM.
Helping to keep Brentwood and Billericay moving. Phoenix 98 FM Travel.
Now, I'm still joined in the studio. You stop laughing now. Do you know what? Your name is... I just met with me this morning. Mark Reed. It's because Mark Reed is now the Deputy Mayor. And somebody just said the Deputy Mayor sounded very good on the guitar this morning. I know. Who'd have thought? He's doing ever so well.
The problem is the Deputy Mayor of what?
Brentwood. Sorry. Deputy Mayor of Brentwood. Sorry. You get to wear chains and all sorts of things if you like that kind of thing.
I don't want to know about your personal business.
Sorry, I just got visions in my head that I'll just make myself worse. And then we've got lots of people in the chat room. We've got Mel, we've got Matt, and we've got Con says hello. Julia says hello to you as well. And I know you've got lots of people listening out there that you've got loads of bit. I mean, you've got royalties coming back on your songs because you publish them as well.
Yeah.
And you do loads of different styles. What kind of style, you said rock, jazz, your folk stuff, ambient, what kind of thing? Do you like just doing everything, or is there a particular style?
I think for me, it's a case of, really a bit of everything. It might even be just a low tolerance level of the same thing over and over again that causes me the issue. I'm not 100% sure, because initially when I first started out, it was rock guitar.
Yeah.
Everything from sort of like Led Zeppelin through to fairly modern stuff, but mostly 70s kind of rock. Blues I didn't really get into. Obviously we've been over that with Chairs, but I didn't really get into that until I got involved with a blues band. And the folk music really was just a case of going out there, because a friend of mine had wanted to sort of sing. And neither of us, he wasn't particularly good, and at the time I wasn't sort of that confident at doing it myself as well. So we went out and I just wrote a load of comedy stuff where we primarily really took the rise out of just about anything and everything, just whatever happened to write about. And we did do a couple of serious songs. I mean, our version of Nights in White Satin will go down forever. And I do mean forever. Because it had most of the audience on the floor in stitches. I was on the floor in stitches, and my mate was giving it a big one. You can imagine it, yeah. And it was shrill as well. And it really just developed from that. The writing aspects, I'd always been interested, because for some reason, I don't know why, but I actually find it easier to write than I do to rehearse.
Mm.
And the other thing I tend to do as well is, over the years, rather than, I mean, some people will write a song, they will go in and engineer it, they will go and publish it and promote it. I tend to do that, but I do it in bulk.
Mm.
So I'll never have just one song on the go. I will have three, four, five. It all depends upon what it happens to be. And that's not because I write a lot. Well, I do. I do write a lot. I mean, this book.
Make your mind up. Just read on there,
yeah. Okay. Well, I have in between moments where I do write and sometimes I don't.
You do write a lot of songs. You do write a lot of songs.
I mean, this book here has got about 30 or 35 odd sets of lyrics in there, which I hadn't done anything with, and those were what I put together earlier on in the year.
I thought you were going to say earlier on, just as I was
No, I did the one. I mean, come on. You've had the one improvisation for the day. I never remember that. I'll have to record this.
I should have recorded that. It was really good. It's about what you had for dinner last night. I was like, this is going to be fantastic. I love it. So where'd you get your do you actually get to get inspiration, or is it always, do you find you write? I always ask musicians this because I'm a musician myself, and I find I write the most depressing songs that everybody hates, basically, and I'm a really outgoing person. So do you write happy songs? Are you better to write when you're in a happy mood or a bad mood, or it doesn't affect you?
I don't have to put myself in state to write the songs. I mean, the song you just heard, I put together. There was no sort of emotion behind it in the fact that, because basically what it started out was as a bit of poetry, as far as I was concerned. It was lyrics, and it was what to do with it. Yeah. Obviously, because of the way it went, it had to have a nice little tune to it, and you know, a little riffy type thing, so that it works. But no, not always. Sometimes I'll get asked to put together a specific thing, which we'll go into when I do the next song. But generally, I don't put myself in state. What happens is I write a load of lyrics, and I'll look at them, and I'll play around with. And quite literally, it's just hammer and chisel stuff. The way a sculptor does, you get an idea, and then you just develop it as it goes along. So no, I don't put myself in state. I don't suffer for my art in any way, shape, or form.
You're always really out. I mean, whenever I've met you, seen you at gigs, you're always like upbeat. You never sort of go, "Hello, Ma," and you're like, "What?" You go to see loads of music. You love going to see loads of other bands as well, don't you?
Yeah. It's not so much a vocation as in, you know, it's something you've got to do. I can turn it on or I can turn it off. More often than not, I have to turn it off. Otherwise, I could quite literally spend 24 hours a day doing things related to music.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I write and I record in multi-track styles, I can spend sort of like 2 to 3 hours engineering a song and then mixing it down and getting bits and pieces. The recording of it and the writing of it is fairly easy. The mixing and the production work is what takes the time. But I still like that as well. It really is weird because I don't know where it comes from. I mean, I'm the only person in the family that actually does anything musically. Anyone.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Either someone.
You're an alien, probably.
No,
that's what
I
reckon.
Dropped on you when I was a baby.
An alien from Norfolk. Well, kind of East London, then Norfolk. I was going to say, who would you like to work with? What sort of artist would you, if you could work with anybody or go on tour? We'll talk about your new band as well just after this next song.
Yeah.
But just to, who would you like the dream of working with? Who would it be?
For me, the people that I would love to actually work with are obviously guitarists, and they cover quite a variety. So if I say from rock, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, obviously blues, Eric Clapton, most of the sort of like blues guys, the originals are unfortunately gone. I'd love to meet B.B. King.
Not too soon though, not now.
Not
on your way home.
We'll leave that till later. Classical, John Williams, fantastic guitar player. I'd love to have met Julian Bream. I don't even know if he's still alive. I had the chance of going to see Segovia before he actually died, but I missed out on that. But I'm sure you could run off a list, you know, but those are just some names.
Right, we'll be back in a couple of seconds. I've just got to do some ads and then we're going to come back with another track. So you get yourself warmed up.
I'm warmed up.
Are you warmed up? I'm joined in the studio by singer, songwriter and all-round good egg.
Thank you.
Mark Reed, who is not the mayor of Brentwood.
Because
everybody knows who Mark Reed is, you see. They know he's the mayor of Brentwood. He's not Mark Reed, the mayor of Brentwood. It's Mark Reed, the musician. I can't even speak properly. Now, you were talking before about who you'd like to work with. Now, before we just play your next song, you've got a band. You just started up you've got a
That's
band.
That's right, yeah.
Tell us all about the band.
They're based in Southend, and they are a blues covers band. Only been going for about a year. From what I understand, it's a six-piece. There are the two girl singers, Faye and Susie. John and myself do the guitars, and you've got Tim on bass, Steve on drums. And all it simply is just basically they go out blues covers and a little bit of rock. So really, it's a case of that. From what I understand, they've been together for a year.
Yeah.
They've had a few people pass through, guitarists or whatever it happens to be, and I've just joined them. Literally within a month and done two gigs with them.
Yeah.
Just seems to gel. I like them. They're a nice bunch.
What are they called again?
Phased, as in
P-H-A-Z-E-D.
Oh, P-H-A-Z-E-D.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say F-A-Z-E-D.
No. P-H-A-Z-E-D. So you weren't far away. You were close.
I spelt the word... I was doing me tweeting this morning, because I tweet. You're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
But I did my tweet, and I put a pair. P-A-I-R. And I meant P-E-A-R. How dreadful is that?
That's what you call spur of the moment spelling.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. Actually, quite like that. I did my spur of the
moment spelling. All you've got to do is be able to say it.
I can't do that today, Mark. So I've lost it completely. Now, the song you're going to play, what's the next track? Tell us all about it.
Right, it was actually a commission. I was asked to, by someone we both know, Glyn.
Oh.
Yeah. He was... Basically, what he did was he came to me and he asked me if I could do an acoustic song, which had a certain set of criteria. What they wanted was Americana, bit of grit,
yep.
A bit of kind of mood in there, because it was possibly going to be used for a placement in a film, but all he wanted was an acoustic version.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, yeah, I can have a go at that. So three songs later, I got this one, and I sent all three of them off, and he's forwarded them all. I mean, whether anything comes of it, I don't really know, but I have recorded these with drums, bass, guitars, and yep. I'm going to put them out on the next sounds bad, doesn't it, the next collection.
We will put up the details for your website as well, and when we got the just to give it again for your website,
rmdmusic.com.
Don't
know what the RMD stands for.
Yeah, what is it?
If you try making something sound catchy out of my name,
RMD.
You just Google.
What does it mean?
Just RMD. It's just initials from a name.
Oh right. Yeah. So is your real name Roger?
Roger Michael Development Manager.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Actually, I just thought of something which is completely and totally unhearable, so I'm not even going to go.
There you go for that. In fact, my show's mostly like that.
It's
actually,
a nighttime
right?
show, folks. Yeah.
Yeah, you do it like we cheers, but you've got to be careful during daytimes. So its song is called
Shadow of the Sun.
Here we go.
Setting at the end of the day, night comes down. It's time to pay. Neon lights flicker and shine. I walk this place. This world is mine. I'm living in the shadow of the sun. 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 Feels full of helpless fear. Nothing comes, no one is near. No room for dreams in this place where nothing exists. Space, I'm living
in the shadow of the sun. I'm living in the shadow of the sun. I'm living in the shadow of the sun. Yeah, living in the shadow of the sun. Is hope nothing or less? No one cares. All is a mess. All we do is kill and fight, 'cause all we are prisoners of the night. I'm living in the shadow of the sun. I'm living in the shadow of the sun. I'm living in the shadow of the sun. I'm living in the shadow of the sun.
Right, it's nearly coming up to 12 o'clock. Thank you so much for coming in today, Mark. Been lovely to see you. Don't forget, it's all the W's, I'll say it correctly. R, M for mother, D for delta, .com.
Yeah, that's
it. You're meant to look at me when I say that.
I'm miles away there.
You can download those tracks. As I said, you've got ambient, you've got your jazz, you've got your blues, and you've got your rock there as well. So thanks for coming in. When's your next gig with the band?
End of this month. We've got the bank holiday weekend. We've got three coming up. So.
Wow. Busy boy then.
Sort of, yeah.
So what are you doing now? Where are you going off to now?
I'm going to go back to sunny Basildon, and I'll probably sit in a dark room and relax for a while.